You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM at KVON.com.
And up next, we're going to chat with Peg Maddox from Napa Learns. We're going to learn about the Virtual Academy program. Peg, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Barry. Thanks for having me.
You betcha. Taylor's here with me, too.
And hi,
we're
Taylor.
Anxious
to get an update. You talked with us about this a few months ago. For those who aren't familiar, what is the Napa Learns Virtual Academy?
So the Napa Learns Virtual Academy was born out of a COVID shutdown back in March of last year when we had to pivot. Normally, Napa Learns works closely with the schools on initiatives, but they really couldn't accommodate any partnership at that point. So we had already focused on getting high school kids certifications in industry, in demand industry jobs. And we decided to go ahead and create our own school and help kids get through industry certifications with industry-led courses, and we would pay for it all. So we were kind of crazy. We didn't really know what we were doing, except I had years at Cisco Systems doing very similar things. And so we did a lot of research, connected with a lot of people who do this, and we launched our first class in August, and we're just finishing up.
And tell us about the results from that first class.
Well, it's completely online, but we provided instructors who are experts in the field. And I want to let you know the courses we'll be offering in March. But basically, you know, digital marketing and Adobe Suite and Cisco IT courses. And we went online, and the students had to do a lot of self-paced learning and activities. So we started with about 100. About 20 people never showed up, which is very common among online courses where people sign up and then they look at it again and they go, no, I don't really want to do this. It was free for everybody. So then the first group of people that started, we had about 80 to 90 that continued on, and about 70% of them finished. So that's pretty good. In regular online courses where there's no instructor, it's a 5 to 15% completion rate. So we did really well. But what we're really excited about was how many high school students took the class on top of their regular studies. And 77% of who took the industry exams, which are very hard, passed them. In fact, we just had some kids who were trying to take it at the AutoCAD course at Autodesk at Napa Valley College. They just finished because the testing was very difficult and they retested. But we're really pleased about our results, considering it was our first time doing it.
Mm-hmm. You know, and it's a funny example of, you know, preconceived ideas. When you hear Napa Learns Virtual Academy, you might be thinking that it's just for kids, but in fact, you had a lot of adults, in fact, some older adults involved.
Well, yes, the youngest was 13, the oldest was 72.
Oh, that's great.
Median age was 34. About 25 of those people were in high school. We have great news to tell you about this semester coming up. But yeah, and they were people that some were unemployed, some worked for wineries. We had Saint-Supery. We had four people from Saint-Supery and nonprofits. It was really pretty amazing, this spread of demographics that we had in our program last semester. And we, you know, we're done now. And if you go to our website, you can see some testimonials. But one person works for a nonprofit, and she brought in the graphic design skills she learned, and a peer of hers in that nonprofit learned the digital marketing program, and they both feel they can save their nonprofit about $20,000 to $30,000 a year because they can do this work in-house. I hope they got raises.
if not, sucker. Meanwhile, let's focus on what's coming next. Your notes tell me that your applications for the next session are closing at the end of the week, so we got to act fast. What's going to happen with the second term?
Well, we're going to do the term from March through May, and we're offering the following courses: Fundamentals of Digital Marketing, which is created by Google, so it's a really good course, taught by Claudette Shadow from the college. We have a course by Facebook called Facebook Blueprint, and that Facebook teaches you how to use Facebook for marketing, Adobe Photoshop, Adobe Illustrator, Adobe Premiere, and they're in sequence. And those are taught by two teachers from our Vintage High and New Tech High. So excellent teachers, had of industry experience. All of our teachers do. And then we're offering very much in demand. Intro to Cisco Cybersecurity, and if they'd already taken the intro, the students will take Cisco CyberOps Associate, and they will get a Cisco certification. All of these courses offer certifications that we will pay for. We'll pay for the certification exams for everyone because we want to make sure they get all the way through. We're going to offer this semester free to all high school students, and then we have scholarships available for anybody else who needs it.
That's great.
That is really good. I was talking earlier about that story out of Florida with the hack into the water system there and the treatment plant.
Right.
And they were referencing how understaffed they are in terms of IT and network security and stuff. This is a job growth area, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Oh, it's huge. And right now in this country, there's 7 million jobs that are unfilled, most of them in the tech industry, because they can't find people that are qualified. And when I say tech industry, tech is in every industry, you know, from marketing to our vineyards. So the cybersecurity course already has 30 people signed up for it. I'm so glad they know, these people know how vital this is. And I'm pretty sure when they get past that certification exam, they will get a job. We have, I was going to make sure I told you, because I'm just looking at the signups now. We have 109 people signed up, and we have 84 high school kids.
Oh, that's great.
So these kids are willing to take on this course on top of their regular load, which is pretty amazing, representing all of our high schools, including Justin Siena.
Setting yourself up for success in the job market, because mm-hmm. the broader your skills are, the more employable you are. How does this work? Are these night courses, day courses, combination? How does it work?
Well, there's only one time a week that the instructors ask the students to appear on a Zoom meeting. Just kind of a touch base class, get the people to, I always want to say kids, but a lot of them aren't, get to know each other in the class so they feel like they're actually in the cohort. And then most of the work is done anytime they want. Probably the high school kids will do it after school, and probably the working people will do it after work. But it's a series of videos that explain to you the tools that you're learning, lots of problems to complete, to do. And then the instructor's with you all the way, checking on your work, because these are all online platforms. There's Cisco platform, there's the Coursera platform. And so we monitor them too. We have someone called a success coach. So if any time during the day, anytime during the week, even on weekends, if someone needs help with their course, especially technical access, we'll be there to help them with it. And we think that really makes a difference too. So it's really online self-paced program. You do have to keep up though. You have to keep up with the course.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 5 hours a week.
5 hours a week.
Yeah.
Does a person, if they were doing the Adobe Design Suite course, for example, I assume they don't have to purchase that software because that could be expensive?
That is another thing we do. We are looking for donors to help us with this because it doesn't pay for itself. But we do offer the software. They get an Adobe Suite for a year. If they drop out of the course, I'm sorry, but they're going to have to bring it back. Give it back to us. We'll take it back. But if they complete the course, we'll let them keep it until the subscription is up. We also are offering laptops. There's about 5 or 6 high school kids that are saying they need laptops. So we're going to find a way to get those to them.
It's fantastic. Great. Where does Napa Learns get its money to do all these things?
Well, first and foremost, the Trinchero Family Estates gave us $1 million in 2018 to last 4 years. So that was amazing. And then right next to them is the Napa Valley Vintners. They have been so generous to us. And this year they gave us a grant of $275,000. And then we have some very large donors that have been committed all along. Chuck McMinn, who gives us $100,000, and Rick Jones. So these are chair and vice chair. And then many other people that give smaller amounts but are truly part of the family.
Hmm. Peg Maddox from Napa Learns telling us about the new session of the Virtual Academy. And again, signups close on Friday. How do people find out more, get their questions answered?
Just go to NapaLearns.org/VCA, or just go to NapaLearns.org and you'll see it right on the front page. Go ahead and check out the courses. We have some recordings of information sessions if you want to learn more. And then there'll be a apply now button. Just press that button and get those applications in by Friday night, midnight.
Outstanding. Really good information. Great program. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a smashing success.
Thanks, Barry. We're excited to do it.
Yeah. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa. 1440 AM at KVON.com.